This is J.K. Jones. You reach my podcast where I think out loud about certain topics associated with the Christian faith. Today's topic involves Christ followers and politics. I'm publishing this long overdue podcast on the subject of Christians and politics. This is a timely, divisive topic, and I hope to treat it briefly but well. This post will justify a certain type of political involvement on behalf of Christians based on the prevalence of moral issues in politics, the necessity to preach and teach concerning all moral issues, and the example of Christians in the Old and New Testaments. Along the way, it will comment on the applicability of the Bible to modern moral issues, briefly address the Johnson Amendment, and give some questions to ask that might provide guidance for a teacher or preacher. With that, we'll get underway. Many political issues are moral issues. Some seem to say that we cannot find an ethical principle in the Bible that addresses these modern moral issues. Pull that principle out of its immediate historical context and apply it to a modern moral situation. It would seem to me that if the scripture leaves a man of God thoroughly equipped for every good work, then we would have to use moral principles outside their immediate historical context to be able to address the issues of our day. Abortion and various artificial reproductive technologies are not directly addressed by the Bible. The same goes for any other issue created by technology that was not available in biblical times or other situations which were not faced. It would seem to me that if we do not know what to do with a particular moral issue, we are not thoroughly equipped to handle it. So, those moral principles that the Bible espouses would have to be applied in such a way as to yield answers. Disagreements on which moral principles apply and how to apply those moral principles to a given situation are in fact no different from disagreements on doctrinal beliefs. We preach controversial doctrines from our pulpits all the time. Should we then be forced to avoid certain moral issues because they are controversial or difficult to address? We must be able to determine those issues from what is either expressly set down in Scripture or by good and necessary consequence may be deduced from Scripture. That last phrase is from chapter 1, paragraph 6 of the Westminster Confession of Faith. If we are, like Timothy, called to preach the word, as he is in 2 Timothy 4:2, doesn't that mean we have to preach all of the word, both law and gospel? We are called to make disciples of all nations in part by teaching them to obey all things whatsoever Jesus has commanded us. In Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. If we make disciples of all nations by teaching them to obey all things Christ has commanded us, we are required to preach the law when it impacts politics. We cannot dodge moral issues because some have classified them as political. We would then be avoiding the preaching of some of the law. What the Reformers called the first use of the law is an important use for all societies, no matter what pluralistic principles those societies were founded on. Some cite the Johnson Amendment as a political law that should not be violated. The Johnson Amendment should be repealed as soon as possible. It has no basis in biblical morality that I can find, and any society's law should be based on the biblical moral law. That is, at least Commandments 5 through 10 of the Ten Commandments. Many of the prophets from the Old Testament through John the Baptist would have had much longer lives if they had not preached the law to the governing authorities. Peter and Paul might have lived a bit longer too. I personally do not think that the American Revolutionary War would have occurred without the fiery Presbyterian pulpits in the States. Across the pond, the conflict was referred to often as the Presbyterian Rebellion. You know, we could discuss John Knox, but I think I'll skip him with just this passing comment. Christian preachers, please take care to properly preach all of the Word of God, both law, its requirements, and gospel, its good news. I find these questions to be helpful for my own Sunday school teaching and small group facilitation. First, am I avoiding a politically charged topic merely because I want to avoid conflict or personal cost? Second, am I speaking out on an issue that is not ethical in nature merely because that issue is important to my political philosophy? Third, am I failing to teach disciples to obey all things whatsoever Jesus has commanded them to do? Fourth, am I more worried about what the world or a particular party within the church would call me than I am about teaching the whole counsel of God? Of course, the answer to each question should be no. Also, I must be patient with those who would answer these questions differently than I do on a given topic. This short post has presented a justification for Christian political involvement of a particular sort. I hope you have found it helpful. Lastly, I wanted to point you to an article by Greg Kokel at Stand to Reason. It's entitled Getting Political, Vice or Christian Virtue. Again, that's Greg Kokel, K-O-U-K-L, with Stand to Reason, and the name of the article is Getting Political, Vice or Christian Virtue, to help your Google search. I hope this podcast has been helpful, and I look forward to next time.